So tell me about Opera Delaware, when it was founded and how it's evolved.
Sure. Opera Delaware, we are entering into our 69th season. So I can't do the math very quickly in terms of when we were incorporated. But originally it was the Wilmington Opera Society. It was a bunch of DuPonters that wanted to put on an opera, which is incredibly charming. And it wasn't until the late 80s that we sort of became a fully professional opera company. But we are entering our 69th season, and we're the 14th oldest opera company in the country.
What is your season like? How many programs do you put on?
This season we have two main stage operas at the Grand, two performances of each. But we have a series here at our studio property. We really try to have something going on every month so that we can keep our patrons engaged. But the meat and potatoes of what we do are the two main stage performances at the Grand Opera House.
And what do you regard as your mission? What do you want to accomplish most?
Well, the mission statement for the organization is to enrich the cultural lives of adults, families, and students within the Mid-Atlantic region through meaningful arts education and production of professional Grand Opera, intimate opera concerts featuring professional and emerging talent. Now, my personal mission is to put on the best possible Grand Opera in that magnificent space up on Market Street. I think it's just it's a gem in the Mid-Atlantic. So, we're really aiming to frame ourselves as a destination rather than a local opera company. It's so easy to get in and out of Wilmington, and I think we have such a unique gem in that opera house that we can present a very compelling product that I don't think you can experience in many other places. It's such a unique place to be able to present opera with the right priorities, to be able to present a product that's focused on the voice and not how people look in high definition. And, it's such a wonderful, intimate theater, I think an interesting community, and a very geographically desirable place to be putting on opera. We can draw from so many different markets.
Some people love opera. Some people don't know that much about opera, and opera can be somewhat off-putting to people who don't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. What is it about opera that makes it different from other performing arts?
I spend a lot of time overcoming those objections that you talk about. I think people have preconceptions about what opera is, that I'm not going to understand it, it's elitist, it's too expensive, and I've got answers for almost all of the objections. But to me it is the culmination of all art forms. You have this magnificent orchestra in the pit, you've got these beautiful sets and costumes and this terrific singing, and to me there's something for almost everybody to grab onto. And there's a reason that we call it opera, which comes from the Greek word meaning work, because it is just a heroic effort to put on this thing that exists as a shared experience when you're in the opera house, and then when it's over you can't replicate it. You can watch a DVD, you can stream it to your iPad, but it's not the same as being in the opera house and being a participant in this really, really wonderful world.
Opera singers are not amplified.
That's right. They are not. And I think that's one of the most exciting things about this art form, is that when you stop and think about that for a minute and you marvel at the sheer athleticism that it takes some of these folks to project over a 40-piece orchestra, and you hear them clear as day, it's an athletic event. And, I think it's a really remarkable thing. There are some that think you can experience it in a movie theater, I shouldn't bash the HD broadcasts, because it does bring this stuff to a wider audience. But I don't think this music was meant to be experienced, being separated by an HD transmission. The audience, speaking as a former performer, the audience gives such energy, and they are such an active participant in the production of opera, and you sort of feed off each other.
What are some of these other activities you have aside from the Grand Opera?
Well, we have a series here at the studio, which is called Inside the Opera Studio. I like to sort of refer to it as the gateway drug to opera, for those people that have some of those objections about I'm not going to understand it, or it's too expensive. This is a very informal series that happens here. We have five or six wonderful singers, and in this very intimate venue, we encourage you to bring a glass of wine or a beer in with you and sort of you know, just build the operatic vocabulary a little bit and learn a little bit more. So that's one thing that we do here. In November, we have sort of a greatest hits program called Opera Undressed, where you can come and learn a little bit about opera. In March, we're doing a complete opera in concert here in the studio, Bizet's Pearl Fishers, and with full chorus and cast, and a visual artist who's actually painting during the performance. We're very excited about that. We also have some children's offerings.
Well, I would think for anybody, whether you're familiar with opera or not, the intimacy of that kind of experience kind of presents you right up front, in your face, with the power of these singers.
You're absolutely right, and the power of their voice, but also there's a personal connection. And don't get me wrong, I love grand opera, I love all of the elements, but to me, without the singer, it's ballet or it's theater, you know. But what this does is it shows seemingly ordinary people doing extraordinary things with their voices, and I think that's our greatest chance to sort of have a hook into a new audience, when someone feels that power of an unamplified human voice. I mean, it's just disarming, and I think it's our best chance at bringing people into the door.
What is the biggest challenge you face today?
If I can be somewhat glib, the biggest challenge we face is to get people to put on pants and leave their house. You know, with readily consumable media, and I'm as guilty of this as anybody else. Sometimes it's just easier to dial something in on Netflix. But our challenge is to articulate to a greater public that, you know, we're going through these Herculean efforts to present this thing that you can't experience in the same way if you're not there. So the challenge is to get people to make that a priority in their schedule and to support it. Getting people to leave their houses and come downtown and experience this is a challenge today.
Why is opera important?
Oh my goodness, this is a difficult question for me to ask, because, you know, I've been bitten by the bug. I can't live without it, and I don't want my children to grow up in a world where they can't see it. Now, we're not forcing it on them, but I want them to have that option. I'm just not comfortable with this centuries-old art form going by the wayside on our watch. I mean, what is it about our generation that suddenly it would be acceptable to let this go? I mean, to me, it's the sheer splendor of seeing all of these people working furiously in concert. I can only explain it by my first experience with the opera, which might have scared away somebody else, but I saw Wagner's Tannhäuser when I was 19 down in New Orleans, and it's pretty heavy stuff for a first opera, but I was gobsmacked. I sat there and I listened to the overture and I counted the number of people in the orchestra and I counted the number of people in the chorus. I said, my God, somebody sewed all those costumes. Who built that set? How many people are backstage? You know, and quick math in my head, I realized that there's no way my $60 ticket times the 2,000 people that were there, there's no way it paid for this wonderful, wonderful experience. So it's amazing. It took me 20 years to become an administrator, you know, and when that's what I was thinking about. But it's hard for me to articulate why I think it's important. I mean, I can give you the company line of economic impact and you know, the effects that we have educationally with children. But to me, it's opera. I mean, I can't live without it.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.